USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Tornadoes tore through parts of Texas and Oklahoma on Friday, killing at least one person, injuring dozens of others, and leaving dozens of homes and buildings in ruins. Tornadoes hit hard in McCurtain County, Oklahoma, in the southeastern corner of that state. Cody McDaniel, the county's emergency manager, confirmed one death, although he didn't immediately provide details. The small town of Idabel saw a church, medical center, and a school torn apart. Governor Kevin Stitt said search and rescue teams and generators were being sent to the Idabel area, praying for Oklahomans impacted by today's tornadoes, Stitt tweeted. Folks are spending a ton of money on these campaigns. While President Biden was attacking him for wanting to sunset all legislation, including Social Security, every 5 years, Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott, who heads the party efforts to get more GOP members elected, was in Georgia. He introduced candidate Herschel Walker with a host of zingers at Democrats.
Raphael Warnock and Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, are the answer to all these. High gas prices, high food prices, open border, high crime, fentanyl all over this country.
It's the final weekend before Election Day. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis held a Don't Tread on Florida campaign in Flagler County Saturday morning, touting what he says was a triumphant recovery for the state from the COVID-19 pandemic. DeSantis claiming that because the state did not subscribe to the hysteria of COVID, Florida fared better financially than their Democratic counterparts through the pandemic, creating a freer Florida.
We chose freedom over Fauciism, and we are better off for having done that.
This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There could be a deep freeze on diesel.
Major fuel companies are sounding the alarm of an upcoming diesel fuel shortage that could soon impact your wallet. The United States is down to a 20 to 25 day supply of diesel fuel. Typically, that number is closer to 35 or 40. Rick Todd is the president and CEO of SC Trucking Association. He tells Fox and Friends, first, this isn't a good situation for the trucking industry.
There's no way any company can absorb cost increases like this, and any business that can't pass on their costs isn't going to stay in business for very long. So, and the larger fleets are a little bit better positioned to deal with these kind of conditions, but the smaller fleets, and like 91% of the nation's truck fleet, these companies have 6 or fewer trucks.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Brooklyn Nets guard Kyrie Irving, who was suspended indefinitely in the fallout of his social media posts promoting an anti-Semitic film, will have to meet with Jewish leaders and with the team before he can return to play, General Manager Sean Marks said on Friday. Here's Marks on why Kyrie was suspended after his postings.
When you're dealing with, when you touch subjects like this and you don't show remorse for them, immediately, that's when people start asking questions. That's why we're here doing this right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.